Over the past quarter century, Daniel Shore has taught me many things as a colleague. And before that, he taught me many things when he was on the air at CBS and I was in the audience. Well, this week, Dan taught me something yet again. Earlier this week, Daniel Shore began his news analysis with this line.
Coming reports cast their shadows before.
It was a pithy sentence which had the unmistakable ring of a paraphrase of some better-known pithy sentence, better known to Dan than to me, but an internet search turned up this maxim.
Coming events cast their shadows before.
That was the line, Dan, that you were paraphrasing. Coming events cast their shadows before. Where does this line come from?
Well, my understanding is that it was originated with a poet, not a very important poet, named Thomas Campbell.
And it means?
And it means that when something important is going to happen, there is some evidence of it that surfaces before then, and sometimes you can read it.
Well, Dan's reference to that line of Thomas Campbell's inspired me to find out who this minor poet was. Thomas Campbell, it turns out, was born in Glasgow in 1777. He died in 1844. And in addition to coming events cast their shadows before, he is responsible for the proverb, 'Tis distance lends enchantment to the view. And what I also learned is that Thomas Campbell wrote much poetry, nearly all of it forgotten, and judging from what I sampled online, its place in oblivion is pretty well deserved. First, there is Campbell's naval epic, The Battle of the Baltic, which celebrates England's victory at sea over the fabled Danish Armada. Who could forget the opening four lines?
Of Nelson and the North, sing the glorious day's renown, when to battle fierce came forth all the might of Denmark's crown.
Who could forget? It seems just about everyone. I have found no one on the premises here who can recite a single verse of Campbell, although one of our colleagues, Welsh by birth, believes that her mother was named Gertrude for Thomas Campbell's heroine, Gertrude of Wyoming. This is the Wyoming Valley of Pennsylvania, and Campbell's poem recalled an incident in the Revolutionary War that we would probably label ethnic cleansing by present-day standards.
On Susquehanna's side, fair Wyoming, although the wildflower on thy ruined wall and roofless homes a sad remembrance bring of what thy gentle people did befall, yet thou wert once the loveliest land of all that see the Atlantic wave their morn restore. Sweet land, may I thy lost delights recall, and paint thy Gertrude in her bowers of yore, whose beauty was the love of Pennsylvania's shore.
Which shore that is exactly is unclear, but then Campbell's vision of Pennsylvania, which featured flamingos disporting on lakes, was not a work of textbook geography. I have read that in the 19th century, Gertrude of Wyoming, perhaps the first British poem set on our side of the ocean, was immensely popular with American schoolchildren, but it leaves barely a trace. Perhaps that's because passing events cast their shadows behind. This is All Things Considered.